Attorney General William Barr has been under fire for a week now, ever since he sought to lower the sentencing recommendation for President Trump's longtime friend Roger Stone. And today he's being urged to resign. More than 1,100 former federal prosecutors and Justice Department officials signed a letter yesterday urging Barr to step down. Matt Zapotosky joins us now. He covers the Justice Department for The Washington Post. Hi, Matt.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, Matt, how much pressure is Barr under right now? And I guess the bigger question is, are there any indications that he even consider resigning?
I don't think he's going to resign, particularly not because of this letter from outside Justice Department people, former Justice Department people. But he is under significant pressure internally. Morale at the Justice Department, I think, hit a real low mark during his tenure this week because of everything that happened regarding the Roger Stone sentencing recommendation, his ABC interview where he sort of took aim at President Trump's tweets, and now this letter from former Justice Department officials. He is facing pressure internally to maintain the Justice Department's historic independence. And while I don't think he's going to quit, he's under some pressure.
You know, last week we all watched as Barr gave this extraordinary interview on ABC News in which he said that the president's tweets about cases before the Justice Department made it, quote, impossible for me to do my job. Right after that, the president continued to tweet. What is exactly the mood in the Justice Department right now? You kind of mentioned the morale is low.
Yeah, I think it depends on who you talk to. I think some employees were very heartened by Barr's ABC interview. You know, that was a pretty remarkable moment. You haven't seen in the Trump administration sitting cabinet secretaries call out the president like that. But some were kind of suspicious. Barr has been very, very, very loyal to the president throughout his tenure. And some people inside the Justice Department wondered, well, is this just sort of all for show? Is he saying this publicly, but he's still going to sort of behave in the same way he has? So we'll see. Morale is low, but the mood is mixed. And I think the ABC interview did help him a little bit.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the decisions that Barr has made. Since Friday, he asked outside prosecutors to examine the case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who Trump calls a good man. And he also decided not to pursue criminal charges against former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who Trump has rallied against. And you actually reported the McCabe decision really infuriated the president. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, so this is a case that has long been just sort of sitting there. McCabe has been such a nemesis to President Trump. McCabe is the guy who opened up the investigation into whether President Trump obstructed justice. That investigation was ultimately taken over by the special counsel. And President Trump just constantly attacked him on Twitter and public, all sorts of places. So a prosecution of him might have been viewed as sort of the president going after a political nemesis. But Barr wouldn't do it. The Justice Department decided that it wasn't going to charge McCabe, and that really put a strain on Barr and Trump's relationship, which was already sort of reeling from the ABC interview.
So you say bringing in outside prosecutors in the Flynn case is part of a larger trend, which is really to re-examine the work of Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his Russian investigation. What other examples can you point to in that? What's so unusual about it?
Yeah, so if you take this back even before Attorney General Barr was in place and Attorney General Sessions was there, Sessions appointed an outside prosecutor, a guy named John Huber, to look into all these Clinton-related concerns. Now, we reported earlier this year that nothing really came of that case. More recently, Attorney General Barr has appointed a different U.S. attorney, John Durham, to sort of reinvestigate the investigators on the Russia investigation. Mm-hmm. He's looking at how the whole thing got started. Those are two examples. You've also seen Attorney General Barr create kind of a unique pipeline for Rudy Giuliani to get Ukraine-related information, and that's going through the U.S. attorney in Pittsburgh.
Let's talk a little bit about Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani, who is President Trump's personal lawyer, is now under investigation by federal prosecutors in New York. And at the same time, another part of the Justice Department is collecting additional information about him, about his investigation of Joe Biden in Ukraine. This all feels pretty extraordinary.
It's very unusual. I mean, it's unusual for the Justice Department to create kind of a special pipeline to handle incoming information because they take incoming information all the time and they're just normal channels. But in this instance, they've kind of given Rudy Giuliani a unique mechanism to report information. So that's interesting in its own right. So you have a guy who the Justice Department is investigating who's trying to get the Justice Department to investigate other folks. It's just a very... very wild situation.
That's Matt Zapotosky. He is a national security reporter covering the Justice Department for The Washington Post. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.